Seattle, Washington is a city, as far as the weather is concerned, they're a little backwards. In Seattle, they have rain at least 365 days of the year, so therefore they don't know anything about the sun. No, that's the truth. And you can see them out there on the beach when it's raining, getting a rain tan, you know, they're out there. And they think the more wrinkled the body, the better you look, you know, really. That's all, you look like a Bruin.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Today may seem like one of those rain tan days, but with all the recent sunshine, you knew it was only a matter of time, didn't you? Maybe a little bit of sun still in the forecast? Cliff Mass of the University of Washington is here to explain what kind of pattern we're in now.
We've had so much sun the last week, you know, we can't complain too much. But it's clear that the marine air is back and we have a lot of low clouds hanging around. Today, you know, we have a marine layer in. We have low stratus, stratocumulus. In some places, it's going to burn back. It's not very thick. But temperatures are only going to get into the lower 60s, you know, with this partial sun. Tomorrow's the big warm-up, if you want to call it that. A mini ridge is getting over us. We're going to have some sinking air. I think there'll be sun in a lot of western Washington and around the region. Temperatures should get up into the mid-60s. So tomorrow will be the best day. Unfortunately, Sunday, that ridge moves out, and we start getting back in the low clouds. I think there's going to be some sprinkles, especially later in the day, particularly in the mountains along the coast. So there's not going to be a lot of sun on Sunday, and temperatures will probably drop back into the upper 50s, maybe around 60. Yeah, it's getting to be sort of like June weather almost after the mid-May sunshine.
So some of our forecasts have been saying that Sunday would be cloudier but also warm. Is that possible?
Well, it's possible if warmer air's over us, but it's looking more and more like the clouds will be thick enough to keep the temperatures down. So, you know, I wouldn't go above the lower 60s, even in the most favorable spots.
And when we get into that pattern, you called it last week, you called it June gloom. It stays kind of chillier and cloudy for days at a time.
It's so typical. We have this breakout, this sunny period in mid-May, and then we sink at the end of May and into June to this cloudy every day. Maybe we get a break. And that's because high pressure is building up in the eastern Pacific, and the pressure is high enough that it's pushing all of that marine clouds and that marine air into western Washington. So that's why we stay kind of cloudy and on the cool side almost all of June, and it's not till mid-July that we break out of it.
And we're in that pattern now?
The pattern we're in now is very much like it, and it's been helped along by a weak trough that's over us right now that's starting to move out. And then next week, I'm afraid, doesn't look particularly warm. I don't think we'll see any of those 70s anymore. It'll be a lot of clouds, you know, a few sprinkles, and temperatures mainly in the upper 50s.
Well, that really raises a question a lot of people have been wondering. Anyone who plants a vegetable garden, is the chill gone enough that we can actually plant something?
Well, fortunately, the warm period we had has had an impact on the soil temperatures. And in fact, there is a network, the Ag Weather Net, that has temperature sensors in the soil all around the state. And I'm looking at it right now, and over western Washington, some places have temperatures even in the lower 60s at the soil temperature. That's 8 inches down. Other places, you know, mid to upper 50s. So, you know, we started with temperatures in the 40s if we went 2 months ago, and now some places have soil temperatures that are warm enough that a lot of seeds can germinate. You know, some seeds like beans need temperatures in the upper 50s, lower 60s before they really germinate. And we're starting to get that.
So all it took is a bit of a warm spell and then the soils are ready and we're good to go even if we're stuck with this cloudy marine layer on us.
The warmth percolates or is diffused down into the soil. And so, you know, if you have a period of warm days, that temperature is getting down in there, the heat is getting down in there, and it doesn't cool off that quickly. Right now, the soil temperatures are warm enough for germination for a lot of different seeds, which is very different than where we were a month ago.
One last thing. There's an eclipse or a partial eclipse on Sunday evening. Do you think we can see it?
Probably not. This is an annular eclipse in which if you're perfectly positioned, and that's if you're in Northern California, down into Reno, that area, you will see a ring of sun around the moon. So that's pretty dramatic. Unfortunately, we're going to have low clouds over us on Sunday evening. That's around 6 o'clock is when this thing should be happening. The stuff coming out of the ocean is going to be completely obscuring the sun.
Ah, that's the life of the Northwest. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor at the University of Washington. You can listen to any of our past conversations on your smartphone or at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.